Europe.
Abortion in Poland. Failure to deliver. Donald Tusk has not kept his promises to liberalise abortion.
A flat in Warsaw will soon become Poland's first abortion clinic. The interior, designed like a teenage girl's bedroom, reflects the reality of abortions in a country where they are in effect illegal. Most of them happen at home, the women unassisted and alone. Abortion Dream Team, the charity behind the project, says that every day around 130 girls and women contact it for help in ending their pregnancies. The clinic, which will operate in a legal grey zone, will give them space to do so, with a comfy sofa and films to distract them while they take abortion pills. The clinic was born out of growing frustration with Poland's government failing to keep its electoral promise to improve women's rights. Last October, record turnout by young voters helped sweep Donald Tusk, the centre-right Prime Minister, back to power. He had promised to put forward a bill on his first day in office to make abortion available on demand until the 12th week of pregnancy. But 9 months later, Mr. Tusk has not delivered. Natalia Broniarczyk, a campaigner, blames a lack of will. She points to Mr. Tusk's sweeping reforms in other areas, notably to state-owned media. "We know that what the Prime Minister wants, he does," says Ms. Broniarczyk. Since 2021, Poland has become the most restrictive country in the EU on abortion. It is legal only if the pregnancy threatens the mother's health or results from rape or incest. Penalties for doctors and charities who help women end pregnancies have sown fear. A recent UN report said Polish laws violated human rights and may rise to the level of torture or cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment. The battle over abortion has, for many women, become symbolic of how the state treats them. The hard right president, Andrzej Duda, says he will block any attempts to soften laws. Mr. Tusk's inability to negotiate promised improvements to women's rights, if not with the president, then at least with his coalition, has become a sign of his political ineffectiveness. At the party's flagship event for young people on August 23rd, the Prime Minister admitted that he did not have a majority to legalise abortion in the present parliament. Mr. Tusk's coalition is a broad church of almost a dozen smaller parties. When its left-wing contingent put forward a bill in July to decriminalise aiding abortions, the coalition's rightmost group, the Polish People's Party, or PSL, torpedoed it. PSL insists on a referendum on abortion. The left is infuriated by the suggestion of putting a human right to a vote. The dispute has raised questions about whether the coalition can hobble on for another 3 years. To placate his supporters, Mr. Tusk's government recently introduced financial penalties for hospitals that refuse abortions, where they are legal and justified. The coalition is expected soon to pick up work on a bill legalising same-sex unions, which it published in July. But Mr. Tusk needs to act fast. A presidential election is expected in May 2025. The campaign, which starts this autumn, will only deepen ideological divisions in his coalition. Mr. Tusk's likely nominee for president, Rafał Trzaskowski, will clash with the centre-right's Szymon Hołownia, who leads the second party in Mr. Tusk's coalition. Reproductive rights will be a big campaign theme for leftist parties, who will probably nominate a woman. Disappointed voters may refuse to rally to Mr. Tusk's camp again. The race will probably be close. Passing a bill to legalise abortion would shift the onus to Mr. Duda and unite support for a liberal successor. Mr. Tusk could also call an abortion referendum to coincide with the election. That would bring out voters, but his coalition would probably not be able to agree on how to phrase the question.